There is a music video that I've become obsessed with over the last few weeks, and I'm not the only one. This video has racked up millions of views, and it comes from Saudi Arabia. Here to talk with me about it is NPR Music's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Hey, Anastasia.
Hi, Ari.
Before we discuss this song, can we just listen to a little bit of it?
I wish we would.
I don't speak Arabic, but I know a good tune when I hear one, and the music video is something people just have to see. Can you describe it?
Well, there's this amazing setup. You see women wearing full niqab, so they've got their faces covered, their hair covered, they're clad in black, it seems. And then they burst out in super colorful outfits, and they're doing all kinds of silly things. They're playing basketball, and they're riding bumper cars. And
the outfits are still really modest, but they're like day glow fluorescent pink and chartreuse and neon yellow, and they're like rollerblading.
And so are the men in the video, who are wearing like, there's one guy in a very snazzy floral shirt. It's not exactly what you think of when you think of Saudi Arabian sort of dour, honestly, and kind of conservative clothing.
What do the lyrics say?
So that's where the real interest in this video is. The name of the song is Hajis, which means something like concerns or obsessions, and the lyrics are pretty subversive. So they start out, may men disappear. They give us psychological illnesses, and none of these men are sane. Each one has an illness.
Basically saying, by definition, men are mentally ill. A bunch of Saudi women singing this.
Absolutely.
And what's amazing is how much this has just really taken off across the Middle East. It's become hugely, hugely popular. Who are the people behind this?
So we don't know who the women are, but the director is a Saudi video director named Majid Al-Aissa, and he has become this sort of viral video machine in Saudi. And he has now this platform, and he can amplify his message to his millions and millions of followers. So at one point in the video, there's a cutout of Donald Trump that rises on a proscenium behind a stand that says, in half in Arabic and half in English, the House of Men.
Has there been much pushback to it?
You know, it's funny. I have not seen a lot of official pushback. I haven't seen any. You see YouTube comments in both English and Arabic saying, you know, this is not a women's movement and don't judge us on this video and our values are still really important to us. But you see a lot of very positive feedback. I mean, throughout Saudi Arabia, throughout the Gulf, throughout the entire Middle East, this is getting a lot of play and a lot of conversation. And you can dance to it.
All right, well, let's go out dancing. Anastasia Tsiolkas of NPR Music, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.